Ain't you gonna eat your waffle, Hank's wife? It's right in front of you. Reach for it. Come on! You wouldn't last a day in a Japanese POW camp.
Excuse me?
Told Joe had me cooped up in a bamboo rat cage. There was nothing to eat except rats. So that's what I ate. After 2 weeks, I was down to my last rat. I let him live so I could eat his droppings. Called it jungle rice. Tasted fine. Now, by September, I was finally thin enough to slip between the bamboo bars of my cage. I strangled the guard with a rope made of braided rat tails and ran to safety.
Oh, thank God. Well, that's my ride to rehab.
To be continued.
And welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papagiorgio. With me today, Rodriguez.
Yo.
The just one name, like Cher.
Yeah. Exactly.
And Richard Killiam.
Yeah, put the song back on.
Sorry.
I want to hear the first verse.
You will hear Mouth for War by Pantera in the background. I know, it's so good, isn't it? God. We got... Okay, don't make me pot it
down. Oh, sorry.
Just so we can go on with the show. You can listen to Papa's Basement live every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.fcac.org/WEBR. Archives of the show found at inpapasbasement.com. Tweet us at Papa's Basement. Like us on Facebook at Papa's Basement as well. Sorry, Rich. There's the smooth pot down.
Just put it back on when Dimebag starts soloing.
Oh, God. That's such a goddamn good song, isn't it? Is it your...
It sounds good on this system here.
Your bag of tea at all, Rodriguez, or...
That is my favorite thing on earth, and I really love it.
I could tell.
She's like 100% sarcastic, although
yeah,
I can't tell.
She is so wet that the windows have gone moist on
wow.
the side of the studio.
That's very descriptive.
Thank you. I like to use evocative language on the air. It's theater of the mind.
I never knew I could spray like that.
We
got a live one. All right.
Look at you. Rich almost put his mouth, his friggin' hand to his mouth like an Asian girl. God damn.
I'm shocked.
Oh, my Lord. Some HMS Pinafore action here.
Oh, that's a much.
Oh, man. So the focus of the show today, I like that. I'm the racist, but you've got that's a much. The focus of the show today... All right, enough.
Sorry.
No one could read your iPhone on air. That I know it's compelling.
It's relevant to the show.
Okay. Focus the show today. My buddy Rich. Rich in the studio right now. He just got out of a relationship. And by got out, I mean he was dumped.
What? No. It was mutual.
Can you stop effing texting right now?
This is an emergency.
Can you really stop that? I can even hear the keys kicking up and making their noise.
I'll turn the sound off.
Thank you. Oh, okay, that's what angered me. Yeah, turn the sound off so you can keep doing it.
Listen, I'll tell you about it later.
Okay.
On the show.
Okay. Rich got out of it. You were dating a Japanese national, correct?
Yeah, I believe she got pissed because I was, like, iPhoning, and then, like, she was asking me a question, I would just not answer her.
Oh, really? How could that ever anger anyone?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you love that?
She'd be like, here's
I am so into that.
Here's the food. The food is ready. Like, she'd cook me food, and then I'd be, like, on my iPhone. I, like, didn't answer because I'm, like, not a multitasker.
I'm trying to decide if Rodriguez likes that or Mouth for War more.
I'm just, like, reading a news article, and she's just like, yeah, food is ready. Come eat. And then
no,
I'd be like...
If you were playing Pantera while that was happening, I think I'd just explode in ecstasy.
So you really don't like Pantera? You got, like, a tattoo there. You're kind of... Oh, the metal chick.
Those go hand in hand.
Is that just totally?
Because if you have a tattoo, you must like Pantera.
That's kind of that's the link I have in my Neanderthal brain.
How are you
tattoo
single?
Tattoo equals metal.
The way you understand the ladies, how are you ever single?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, but tell us just
So the point is, I'm just online dating, so I'm not
God, can't you tease? Can't you tease anything? I can't even imagine you in the bed. You must just, like, undress someone and go, oh, P-word, and then you have sex.
All right, way to advertise me for me.
Come on. You were in a relationship for about 3 months. Older Japanese girl, right?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. No speak English.
Sorry. Just I got that earlier this week. I had to get that out of my system a couple times over and over.
Oh, sorry. No speak English.
Is that how she gets out of being flirted with by men she doesn't like?
I wouldn't know.
Oh, okay. Mm. So, you were dating this older Japanese girl, and she pulled the trigger on it because instead of paying any attention to her during her hour-long radio show, you texted on the iPhone.
Right.
And you've tried to rebound since.
I'm not trying to rebound. I'm just trying to distract myself from leaving voicemails on her phone every day of me sobbing and saying...
But you weren't that into her. It's just you had something and it's gone. Is that it?
There might be a lot of that.
Wait, how long were you going out?
3 months.
3 months.
Something
wow.
like that.
Hmm.
Well, I'm exaggerating too, by the way, for comedic effect.
No, not really. You've told me this off the air too.
Oh, okay.
It's not much of an exaggeration, pal.
No, but it's a good distraction. And also, yeah, everyone was just
You've gone whole hog into this, though. It isn't to say I've never done the online dating thing. It was just so GD long ago for me that that the buffet you currently eat from is astounding to me. The options
presented. I'm a man of extremes.
The options presented to you kids these days.
Well, your last site was MySpace.
Yeah, I started...
Which is kind of a mini generation ago for online dating, right? Like,
oh, yeah.
MySpace is pretty much
dead. I might as well have like driven my woolly mammoth up to a chick's cave to screw her. That's how long ago MySpace was. God, that was a nice yawn, Rodriguez.
It wasn't a yawn. It was a intake of breath.
It was a signal that we should move the pace along here.
We're moving.
I don't need to hear about your woolly mammoth is all.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Wasn't a euphemism. Don't worry. Rodriguez, you've done the online thing like back in the day as well?
Yep.
Okay, so do you remember back when it was AOL Instant Messenger and you could just search for pretty much everyone online?
Yeah, I met a long-term boyfriend that way.
AOL, like regular AOL.
Well, there was AOL right? in the AOL chat rooms, but you could also just search for people's profiles online.
Yeah.
On AIM?
Yeah.
Oh, I never did that.
And you would be browsing their profile, and it'd be like, oh, they have a Metallica lyric. They're so deep.
Yeah, and then you just hit them up.
Oh, God, I remember.
Do you remember how everyone was hailed back then?
No.
ASL pick?
Oh, yeah. That's classic.
ASL pick? ?
I'm totally lost.
That's the classic
right now.
Age, sex, location.
Oh,
and pick.
Slash. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Be
sorry.
Like, and it would always be like 16F California.
Yeah.
I must have been hit on
with
my
your
reply.
No problem.
That sounds realistic.
I believe
we
this.
Can do this.
So I started there.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to know the gruesome truth, I lost my V card to a chick met
wow.
through the
wow.
ASL pick means.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Wasn't
I am officially cooler than you.
What?
I'm officially cooler than you.
Yeah.
Wasn't the girl from high school?
No.
That we both are aware of and won't say the name of?
She was, it was that girl. She was met.
Didn't she go to your high school?
No. There was... Screw it. No. It was a girl met through AIM that I swiped the V card with.
All right.
There you go. And from there, we migrated over to, do you remember the precursors of MySpace, Rodriguez? Since Rich was too cool for all this.
No, because then after AOL and AIM and all that, I moved and I didn't do any of the internet stuff for a long time.
Why? What happened? Were you...
Well, I was in a relationship for a while and then I just wasn't doing it.
With a Quaker.
That doesn't stop a lot of people.
I did date a Quaker, though.
What?
Oh, my God. Yeah, that was before,
God,
that was before
you
I moved
so
here to
so rebellious compared to
dating a Quaker. This is a whole other show, getting into her history.
Rodriguez is
passing.
Awesome. Yeah.
But I'm like her.
did he look like the oatmeal guy? I mean, that's
No, he was really cute, and he liked raves, and he was really skinny. He was a pretty cute guy.
Okay.
I picked him up, though.
He liked raves. I already hate him.
Up.
Like
well,
raise,
I mean,
like,
he had his fault.
I already want
to
punch him.
Oh, and also the first movie he took me to without asking me if I wanted to go to it was Jean-Claude Van Damme. So
I like this guy now.
He's was like, it... you want to go to a movie? I was like, yeah, sure, that's fine.
Was it Lionheart? Was it Double Impact?
No, it was like, it was the one, the Bloodsport or wherever, where they fight in the...
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Kumatai? The Kumatai Championship. Oh, come on.
That wasn't the name of the movie, though, was it?
No,
it was Bloodsport. Bloodsport.
Yeah. So it was that. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What a movie. What a date movie. That.
In Evanston, Illinois.
Want to go see Bloodsport?
No, he didn't even ask me. He's like, you want to go see a movie? And I was sure.
I take off my cap with a buckle in it to him. I doff.
I had Quaker Oats this morning.
All right. So
a Quaker date.
I went from there to, it was called the Dilly. It was a MySpace precursor.
Yeah, there was a time when there were a bunch of like different, like all these sites were like vying for MySpace
status.
And then
MySpace just demolished them out of nowhere. So I used to get a lot of girls off the Dilly.
See, I missed that whole phase of stuff. I was like,
oh yeah.
That's too much.
No, you could set up
a profile. Like a million different ones.
And I was already a vet of that scene because I'd done so much time on AIM where a chick could set up a few pictures. And I was like, I already know you're like a closet fatty. Like, as I refer to them, minotaurs or icebergs. The minotaurs, everything's good from the waist up. And the iceberg is where you see the face and you just know everything below there is much, much bigger.
I'm laughing on the inside.
Thanks. Thanks for your support.
Well, I'm a fatty myself, so I can't really make fun of him.
All right. Not especially, but okay. So we moved on to MySpace, where you could search for people by their location. And then when MySpace died and we went to Facebook, I didn't pick up anyone off Facebook. I kind of just quit. I hung up my D.
Well, you don't really pick people up off Facebook.
Yeah, I mean, that was about the time I was working an office job, and I was just, like, slaying my coworkers. And after that, that was that.
That's the traditional method.
What? No one bangs their coworkers? I mean, it's stupid, but it happens.
No, I'm saying, like, that's the norm. Like, that's what everyone does.
Okay.
Coworker. Like, before the internet, you just did your coworkers. That's why it's like, that's the logical argument to, like, oh, it's weird, this online dating thing. It's like, but most of the dating that I've seen has just been people dating their coworkers, which to me seems more pathetic, right? Like, it's just like, you can't even leave your house?
It's obviously what's being presented to you on a daily
basis. They're there all the time. Why not?
Yeah. Hey.
So...
I mean, you put two gerbils in a cage, they'll pork.
Plus, it makes meetings in that conference room so much more entertaining.
Yeah, the footsie.
Yeah.
There you go.
No, I'm talking about after you have sex in the conference room and then you have a meeting. And then you just like, right over there.
The next day, someone's like eating their donut off
that
same
totally.
Table.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, it's awesome.
Well, my office is all dudes.
Dirty. What? How many conference tables have you soiled?
Maybe a couple desks.
Oh.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, my coworkers are all dudes. So my coworkers are all dudes, so I had one option when it comes to that.
Okay.
And it wasn't dating my coworkers.
All right.
Because I'm not gay.
Okay. Hold on.
That was a punchline.
Think it's so
hold on.
I am not gay.
There we go.
Yeah.
I didn't leave
good one,
you hanging.
Fred. All right.
I said I am not gay.
So I did a couple.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to keep going with this?
Well, I just want to throw out there, Rich, then a couple days ago, he hits me up and he's, you say
because
you're
the guru of online dating to me.
I've kind of
you've
taken
been doing
that,
it for years.
Yeah, I've kind of taken that title. Like, I'm such a vet of it. I even, I'm like the old master in Kung Fu and he's Grasshopper.
Ah, so you wax on, wax off for a little while with him.
That was Miyagi.
Oh, yeah. Okay. God. Never mind. Sorry.
God damn it.
All the Asians look alike.
Yeah, but it's worth it for the gay innuendo.
Sorry. No speak English.
What? Why shake your head?
Nothing. Because I can't stand that you're standing up, but go on.
Oh, really? Fine. Yeah. Fine. I'll sit down for you.
It's like Princess. It's like Elaine wearing her jacket.
What? Where she does the...
She doesn't refuse to take off. Anyway.
Okay. Thanks. Thanks for an esoteric reference as long as
Sykes
brothers will get
really,
it.
Seinfeld's really esoteric.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So Rich comes to me and he's like, hey, I've joined both OKCupid.
That's my voice. Hey.
Hey. Hey, guy. It's me.
Hey, John.
DJ Rich. I've joined both OKCupid and Match.com. I was wondering if you could give me a few tipperoos. Sincerely, your friend Rich.
I sound like the...
I love your new voice. Yeah. That's awesome.
Sounds like a man of action, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. That's great.
Hey, you, that blowjob was A-OK. How about you get yourself a hot towel and me a brewerooski?
Unless I blockaroony you on Twitter. For your loyal fans out there.
There you go. So what? No. Follow up. I want
to
hear
okay.
Your
well,
side.
I got
to
a couple.
Rich just comes to me. He's like, "Look, I'm on Match, and I'm on OKCupid. I am single and ready to mingle. I want to get my ass out there.
Well, but... no, like I said, this is really... My only expectation is to distract myself from thinking about this dumb broad.
I can't get her off my mind, John.
It's served that purpose. It's really addictive. I got the little apps on my iPhone, which Rodrigo.
I love my iPhone, by the way. I love texting.
So I was sitting there, like, scrolling through pictures. And I sent out let's get some numbers on here. I think I've sent out 24 messages.
24. That's a lot, guy.
don't really know how to. I've sent 24 messages on Match.com, and then, like...
This is blowing my mind. It's like looking into a mirror for my voice.
And then about, like, a dozen on OkCupid, and I've received, like, I'm batting, like, 50% in terms of responses.
I'm a girl, bad, right? So I don't understand when I express averages. It should be 3 digits. I'm batting 500.
No, it's a percentage. I'm not talking about baseball.
No. That was baseball too far. Too far.
To say you're batting implies 3 digits.
Here's the thing. Here's why I consulted you, and I told you this off the air. I consulted you because I'm saying there's a lot of deceptive-looking pictures out there. I can't really tell what's going on.
Yeah.
You'll see one picture, and it's like, wow, this is like a pretty girl. And then you'll see another one, like, is this her friend? Like, is this someone else that she's taking a picture of? Like,
totally.
Which one is which? And it's just like they're like 5 years apart, or like there's just like
see, you're lucky.
5 pounds of makeup.
I'll say you're lucky right now with OkCupid and Match because the Crux is an actual meetup. Like, that is what everyone's moving toward on these sites.
Uh-huh.
Rodriguez can testify to this. Back in the day when it was just like people sending out pictures and stuff, you'd get a lot of lonely people who had no intention of meeting you. They just wanted to know what attractive people were treated like. And so it'd be like, show me your picture. And they'd be like, this is me.
You were in a Calvin Klein ad?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, wow, you are smoking. Why are you alone and on your computer at 11 on a Friday night? And it was a lot of that. So at least you're dealing with deceptive pictures of the people involved.
Right.
I mean, it's not just straight up different goddamn people.
I don't think so. Although I've heard of, you know, a lot of people, especially like Match.com, will be like, oh, take over my account. See what you can do with it. You know, set me up with someone.
But it's still there. Like
Cyrano de Bergerac.
Like, I'm pretty sure that all my, like, lame ass...
Yeah, who cares as long as the picture's intact, right? Cyrano
de Bergerac, exactly. Like, I'm pretty sure all of my, like, lame messages have been printed out and, like, are, like, sent around to whatever blogs these friends keep and, like, mocked, you know, thororoly.
Which I would do, too.
Like, pretty
like,
much.
Girls, like, give their profiles to guy, like... They're like, oh, like, have fun with this. And then, like, they make fun of all the guys that, like, hit on these girls. Cause...
It's like a pig party?
Yeah. That's my, like all the girls that don't respond to me, I'm just assuming they're just laughing at, probably all of them, they're all laughing, because I say some pretty lame stuff, and I'm sure there's worse, too.
Well, here's the thing. He came to me, and he told me some of the crap he had sent. Like, first of all, he showed me some of the girls involved, and I called his heterosexuality into question a little bit. A lot of, like, real short, boyish hair.
That's cute,
there was
though.
Just one girl like that. There was just one girl.
There's one girl who looked like Short Round from Temple of Doom.
Here, I can show her to you right now.
Yeah.
What have you got against round faces?
No, Short Round was the character's
I
name.
I know, but he had a round face.
Okay, she didn't have the round face. She was just Asian, and I have longer
hair.
Okay,
so she's Asian.
She's online right now.
He's going that way.
Okay.
Rich has a mild case of yellow fever.
The top one.
She's cute.
Yeah, she's cute.
Come on. That's a girl saying she's cute.
No, I'm...
She is legitimately...
A girl sees another...
I may or may not have had relationships with women.
Hey, now.
So I can talk about
this.
Hey,
she posted bisexual, like everyone does
anyway. I'm just saying...
Everyone puts bisexual
And even if... Yeah, that was the other thing.
It's like nuts.
Really, it gets you more guys.
Really piqued my interest.
How does that get you more guys? I don't care. What? That's not good.
You may not,
yeah,
but
I don't
a lot
want
of
bisexual.
Guys do.
Yeah, what?
Yeah.
Are you really...
I'm competing with women? Women are hot. I don't want to compete with women.
Thanks for doing your stick on air, LD.
The dream is the threesome, even though most men don't have the cojones to follow through with that.
Yeah. Really? So, you know guys that would get that and not pull the trigger on it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, because my...
So many.
I don't think I would.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I don't think I would.
Are you going to go into the orgy guy, orgy drape speech from Seinfeld?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me cut you off right there.
I'm not an orgy guy.
Let's save ourselves about 15 seconds. I would totally apply like my whole life philosophy to that, where it's like, even if you do something poorly, just do it. Like this radio show.
As long as there's a chick in those three somewhere.
Yeah, I don't care if I was like the laughing stock for the rest of their days. Like that was their go-to icebreaker story at the cocktail party.
The point is, well, first of all, most women aren't really going to judge you on that. And if you're in a relationship...
If your performance is lacking in the traceum,
yeah, I mean,
as your people say.
I mean, some will, some won't. But if you're in a relationship with a girl who is willing to do that, a lot of guys won't go through with it.
Well, I think that's different in that, first of all, I like the fact that you were willing to do it. And
I never said that.
First of all, is that really the only reason they're putting bisexual?
It might be, yeah.
It's weird.
It might be. Dude, I've literally heard women refer to the fact I have the ring, the instant I'd bang out one threesome, we're going down the aisle. Stuff like that.
What?
That's all you gotta do.
It's just them paying their dues like one time.
And how hard is it to touch boobies? Come on.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they don't even have to do the full friggin' tongue boat to Tuna Town. Like, it's just like, oh, I grabbed your boobs. This is so erotic. Did you blow one yet? Get out of here, slut.
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever. I don't. I read it as like, I'm confused and like, I just kind of like.
You've been listening to too many Weezer lyrics.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't want to see a pink triangle. I've been there.
No, man. You look, the average, I'll put it this way. First, answer Rodriguez, if a guy's in a committed relationship and the chick starts floating that like months or years down.
It's not the chick
that's
floating
danger.
It.
That's
it's not
danger.
The chick floating it. It's like the guy always mentions that, but oh no. But then she finally says, well, you know what? If you want to do this, honey, let's do this.
But that sounds like if you want to buy that car. Go ahead and buy it.
No.
If you want to get the big screen TV, go ahead and do it.
No, I don't.
You know there's hell to pay on the back end.
No, that's not true.
That depends on the girl, probably, but I don't know. Yeah. I that was my impression.
I can picture this one as a spitfire about that crap.
I didn't.
But you'd be more direct.
Wait, do you mean, if you want to buy that TV, go right ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you would be a little more direct. You're not going to trap a guy. Because I know a lot of girls who will really... not try to voice displeasure on the front end. Be like, no, no, that's okay. Like with the same enthusiasm as like, hey, you know, in the butt tonight. And then as soon as you come in with it, it's like, I thought I made myself clear on this.
Yeah, no. Like, I'd be like, you're not keeping that effing TV.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's my decision, if it's his decision, he doesn't live with me, I don't care. Get the damn TV.
I didn't realize it was a value add. That's new.
What?
The bisexual thing, like.
It definitely is.
It's definitely like every girl under like 24 though, like 25 or 24. They're like, I'm bisexual, huh? And then like
except
none of them.
Times.
Yeah, once they hit 29, it's just like, oh no, that's over, and now we're all straight. Okay, whatever.
Well, you get to a point, and you know, you get to a certain age where you're just like, yeah, I am not going to bother anymore.
I think it's like liquor consumption's directly proportionate.
There's that too. Yes, because when I've had a few, I am more than willing to make out with a girl, any girl.
There we go.
That's not true.
What? That's next week's show, right?
I just said something,
but
it's not
true. Next week's show, another chick and a bottle of Jack Daniels.
Exactly.
Go down.
It'll just be me and Rich with our faces like pressed against the glass and two shot glasses, you and another girl, and us going,
no, that's not true. I would not make out with any girl. She would have to be pretty.
You were about to gain John like national listenership.
Yeah, exactly.
Like national ratings.
There went our syndication.
Yeah. Oh, man. So yeah, what was your take? Yeah, there was some girls. I showed
we
some
need
pictures.
Match.com to find soulmates. By the way, as we both said, so
oh, I know.
At the same time,
and we're looking into each other's eyes directly.
And then I heard Depeche Mode in the background.
I want somebody.
Okay, I'm not gonna sing that with you. That is taking it too far. I'm not gonna sing. You're my
for
Dave Gahan.
Passionately.
You're my Marty. Okay. I heard a few of the things. Rich, I want you to hop back here now. Rich is going to man the laptop because for a good chunk of the show now, I want the listeners at home to play along. I want them to call in. If any of you have Match or you've got OkCupid, I want you guys logging in now so you can look at these profiles. Okay. Oh,
Oh, dear.
Really? Really?
Do I need to flash you to, like, bring this back to focus?
I thought you told me to man the laptop.
Yeah, man the laptop, not mount my rear. Okay. Rich is now looking through some of the matches he got.
Do we want good ones or bad ones?
First, I want you to pull some of the... Rodriguez, good or bad? I want to go with good, but...
Yeah, good's fine.
Okay. You wanna hop up here too?
Here we go.
Okay, well, let's share the mic.
Let's talk about Meow Factory.
Okay, so our first hit, and callers, by the way, we'll have you call in now. I want your reactions to this crap live. So if you want to call in, it's 703-560-TALK, 703-560-8255.
So this is it? We no longer have mics?
No. You lean into the mic right here.
Okay.
So our first hit is on OKCupid, and she goes by the name of... Stop grabbing my effing tits or I will punch you in the damn throat. Our first hit is Meow Factory, MEOWFACTORY, a local gal, 22, female. Rich, you want to take over profile reading duties?
Well, so OKCupid's got this...
OKCupid, go on.
OKCupid, yeah. Well, we're going to do a little plug for the site here. It's got its whole, like, self-summary. Then you've got, like, oh, what am I doing with my life? What am I really good at? What are the first things people notice about me? And, like, my favorite books, movies, music, and food. And then, like, it's got these cutesy questions, like, six things I could never do without. What do I spend a lot of time thinking about? Typical Friday night. Most private thing I'm willing to admit, and then what I'm looking for, right? So that's a good load of questions. Point is this is one of the first ones I saw.
Yeah, and again, if you want to look at these pictures, she's okcupid.com/profile/meowfactory.
Right. So she's a local girl,
and clicking around, Rodriguez, your reactions to the looks overall? Because this was a fool's mate for me back in the day. This would suck me in. You would have the main picture, which was just her looking like tanned and big jug-tastic, and then she'd be like stripping out of her crap. At which point, I should think dirty whore.
It's like you go, you're like, oh,
you
nice body.
Whore, but you're a guy.
Nice body, got some tats.
You don't think that.
You should think.
I am way closer to you gentlemen than I ever thought I would be.
Oh, we have a caller. All right, let's punch up the first caller. Caller? Hello, caller?
Hello.
Hey.
First of all, I'm just going to tell you right up front, I'm not going to even begin to log on to these websites and look with you because if my wife found out, I'd be a dead man.
Oh, and you had hell to pay for it?
I would have hell to pay for it.
Okay.
But at the same time, I will tell you that you guys completely missed one of the biggest websites in the world to find somebody.
What, Craigslist?
Craigslist. That's where I found my wife. Craigslist.
Oh, are you, get out of here.
Are you serious? You found the wife?
I swear.
Really? Really? Because
Is your wife a porn site that gets, like, marketing hits from a
No,
a
we
click?
Seriously need to talk about this because it is a good place to meet people.
Oh, Rodriguez.
I swear to you, I came up with this ad that literally got 300 hits in 2 days.
Yeah.
Really? Was it just, was it like your 12-inch penis wrapped in $100 bills?
I didn't have a big enough lens for that. But I sat down, I looked at this furniture ad that I had in the newspaper.
Okay.
And I said, you know what? That would make a great ad for a single.
Okay.
So someday I'll send it to you. If you want, I'll private message you in Twitter. This is Blue Iris, by the way.
Oh, Blue Iris. What's up, man?
And I'll private message you my email, and I'll send it to you so you can read it to your listeners.
All right. Hold on. We're bringing around a couple headphones so the rest of the Scooby gang can listen in. One second, sir. All right. Proceed.
Who is this?
Blue Iris. You're the guy who had the lovely wife from a few weeks ago, right?
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. My ex. My lovely ex. My lovely ex, who, by the way, uses Match.com.
To lure in customers?
But what she does is she uses what's called an account manager. This is a person she pays to write her ad, write her replies.
I knew it!
Wow.
You know, I mean, they have these people out there for both OKCupid and Match.com. So you can't trust what you're reading. This could be a paid person who does this.
Because that happened to me on Craigslist. That is the one site I would still hit up now and again a couple years back when it's like 1 in the morning. And I'm like, what the hell? Let's take a stab at this. And I am really good at picking out the fakies. Because it's almost always like, I've got a dirty secret. I like it in the butt, you know?
Right,
stuff like that.
How much you want me to pay you?
Yeah, these girls were really, really legit sounding, going on about being nerdy, and they weren't even, like, smoking hot tens and crap. I'm like, I'll bite. And sure enough, 6 days later, you get an email like, hey, John, sorry I've been so busy. I got so many replies. If you want to catch up with me, find my profile on Adult Friend Finder. You're like, son of a bitch.
Or daddydigger.com.
Exactly.
So, I got tired of having an evening of Viagra tissues and Jergens lotion, so I wrote this ad.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, most of the replies were, hey, this is the best ad I've ever seen. This is the most creative thing. And a lot of the women would respond back with their entire life story and tell me everything about them right off the bat, which is a complete turnoff to me because, you know, that's what dating is for, you know? Just give me the nuts and bolts, tell me what you look like, we'll go from there.
Okay. That's pretty sane of you. I will agree a lot of people love the online crap because they can just really, and I kind of like it to some extent for fast-forwarding through everything, like, okay, daddy left you and blah, 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 I get it.
Right. Exactly. Hey, you know what? I grew a big goiter on my face, and my husband couldn't stand to look at it anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
All right, so you tore through with Craigslist, man. Just a great Craigslist post.
I did, and you know what? Our first date lasted 2 weeks. We both took time off, and before we knew it,
you're hitched.
She was my new wife, and I'm happier now than I've ever been.
Well, you know what, dude? I congratulations, given what you went through on the last one. I am proud for you. We're going to tear through some dirty skanks who are much, much lesser than your new wife. Stop, God, Rich. Rich just pumped up a picture that, oh, come on, really? This is someone we actually know from real life on this site, and my eyes, it's like I just saw the Ark of the Covenant.
Wait, so I want to hear more about these account managers, though. Like, people just, like, make money by, like, managing an account?
They do. You can actually hire an account manager who writes your ad. These people are the same people who
they're
write
good.
Ads
I felt
for,
great
for
that crap,
estate.
Obviously. I felt pretty
yeah,
to that
really
crap.
Good with, they're really good with adjectives, so they write ads for real estate and stuff. But they'll write your
They're good with the word
ad.
Shaven.
Sorry. But do they do, like, the replies and the emails and everything?
They do the replies. They'll even set you up with pictures. They do everything.
Wow.
Damn. All right.
You don't know who you're talking to.
God damn. That is my that wrench.
That is nuts. Oh, my God.
All right, man.
They're not all women. Some of these are, you know, 40-some-year-old, 300-pound guys living
God.
In their mother's basement.
Oh, okay. God damn. All right. Now that you've just cold showered everything, man, thanks for calling in, and via Twitter, I want to see the magic ad you posted.
Yeah, I will pee on you.
All right, man. Sounds good.
Bye.
I think he said he will PM me, but it sounded like I will pee on you. Good old Craigslist. Craigslist for the win. All right, so I just want to click around some of these profiles and get a feel for what my man Rich is dueling out here, what he's facing.
I just want to say, Meow Factory, trying too hard.
Oh, yeah.
Like, at first, okay, I get the boob shot, but...
And then she's pulling out the jugs halfway.
Yeah, and not even the pictures, even just reading the profile, it's like, no, you're trying too hard.
But do you think it's real, or is it just, like, some girl who's...
100% real. 100% yeah. real. I mean, do you see those eyebrows, man?
Yeah, she looked weird.
She had the cholo eyebrows. Yeah. That's a real chick.
That's so wrong.
Here's another one where it's like, you look at the first picture, like, okay, and I mean, this is
the definition of, oh, God, is this centaur or...
I don't know. Look, you look at a couple pictures, you're like, oh, she's cute. She's
not
cute.
Really.
She's
I'm
okay.
sorry. She's passable. She's already not...
All right, and then it gets a little bit worse, and then, okay, what's going on there? And then all of a sudden you got
Hold on. The profile name. So she can be judged and ridiculed?
Well, it's her actual name, I think.
It's not a full name. Yeah. She's Meredith _ Ann.
Yeah, this is on Match.
This is on Match, right. If you guys want to take a gander.
So, well, I'm still actually talking to her, so.
I like how we're looking like a barbershop quartet here, by the way.
Yeah, that's great.
Or this is
She added a bunch of new pics. But see, like, this turns out, what's that about? That's like a different person. It's like some fat chick.
It's Rich is encountering.
Who's that? I don't recognize that person.
No, go back to the earlier ones, because I got to say, in the earlier ones, you didn't really see a lot of her body.
It's just face. This is a classic move where they think they have an okay dome piece. You're going to see the face from the same angle over and over, by the way.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's always this one angle.
Because there's the one angle that you look good at.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's clearly older.
This is what she actually... Oh, it's older?
Nothing.
I think so.
Nothing where she isn't smiling because it does something she likes with her cheek and her cheeks and her chin.
Yeah.
Look at that. It's the same damn expression.
It's the same smile.
It's like she took a paralytic. But, all right, you guys, I hate you around me. I hate human contact. Go take your
seat. Yeah, this is kind of creepy. I don't like touching boys this much.
I like it.
Really?
Yeah, that's why I need to go away.
All right. Take your seats.
Here's the one you like. Here's the one you like.
Yeah, hold on. We'll get to that. And we're going to reply to her on air, I think.
Well, I already replied to her, and I'm waiting for her to reply to me.
God,
you can go through the whole thing.
This is horrible.
What?
Just listening to this whole chain. Is this what I sounded like to people back in the day? Or I just didn't talk about it?
No, I don't know. Oh, I broke this one.
Okay, are you serious? Are you goddamn serious? Rich, okay, they're not listening in the engineer's room. Rich broke some headphones, like, before the damn show, and we threw them on the B set of phones. And
I'm
just
so excited.
Who wouldn't be? Who wouldn't be?
Okay. I can't believe about the account managers. That kind of blows my mind, but now I'm going to be paranoid.
Yeah.
I'm just going to put it out there. Out of all the broads that this man has seen, there's one chick that I think is smoking. Rodriguez, I want you to come around for this. He's already seen her like five times. She's half Dutch, half Korean. And she's got like a... She's got some pretty heavy arm art, but whatever. I like it. She looks like Asian Jessica Biel, as far as I'm concerned. Hold on.
Oh, she snowboards. I love her already.
Da-da. Look at that can. Not bad, right? All right, and then here's the bikini, which, not bad. Kind of weird here, but whatever.
Well, you know, not every photo can be posed.
Yeah. You know. I'm sorry, I just elbowed your tit.
I'm sorry.
I just gave it a jiggle.
Stick out there.
Yeah, as I raised my arm, it got smacked and did a little hello back at me.
Happens.
You know, she's cute, and I like that her photos are all different. And there's one in the bikini, but...
Out of everything,
it's not just arm art. It's not just a tattoo like our friend here. It's an actual huge skull on her forearm.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Sorry to be so presumptuous. No, it's like a huge freaking skull, like right all along her like she's Axl Rose or something.
So maybe she is Axl Rose.
Nice pull.
You don't know.
Well, I don't know. It's a little much, but I mean...
I'm just saying, out of all the stuff you've tossed up...
Yeah, yeah. Well, I emailed her and I said, oh, I don't snowboard, I ski. You know, sorry, I guess we're not going to hook up, you know? And then she hit me back, snowboarding's okay, ha ha ha. And then said something else.
I'm going to present to you now a couple of directions we can go with the rest of the show.
So okay.
Choose your own adventure.
Choose our own adventure.
All right.
20-minute adventure, yeah.
20-minute padding. We've got stories where the callers participate with their worst online mishaps, the worst chicks they've ever met, or
dudes. All the callers on hold that are waiting to get through.
Get out of my goddamn studio. Get out of my goddamn studio.
Oh, I'm sorry, baby.
Remember when I said about finding the insecurity and not making jokes about it?
Yeah.
Come on. This is different. This is entertainment. Anything goes.
He likes it.
This
he
is
likes
Hollywood.
It.
This is the show business.
That's not screams of protest.
So we got that.
What's the other alternative?
The other alternative is we tell the story of the girl you inadvertently bumped into on OkCupid, and we analyze
That's a good one, but yeah, okay.
And the third one is... We talk about the people I'm staring at the studio, like, through the window for about 20 minutes.
I don't like the third one.
Okay.
I can't see them, so I don't like that one either.
I like the, so you don't want to actually, like, work on my profile or anything.
That's the actual option three. Thank you.
Yeah.
There was a ball falling through the air, and you were on it. You caught it.
People should know, and I apparently your callers are, I don't know, who was that called in before?
That was the dude who a couple weeks ago called in and talked about finding his ex-wife running a porn site.
Really?
And she hid all of his professional data into her metadata. So whenever he was a lawyer and you'd look up this guy's name as a lawyer, and it would just come up with, like, you know, racksandblacks.com.
What?
Instead. Yeah.
Why would she do
that's
that?
That's the evil part.
She just hated
that's
him or something?
She just part. Hated him.
Oh, my God. Women are just... Oh.
Oh, don't make this a woman thing, because yeah, so, I can tell you some stories of, like, such, about men.
There's no room for misogyny I feel on like, these airwaves.
It's not even misogyny. I don't know. They're capable of the extremes of human stuff.
Unlike Adolf Hitler.
Like, they're capable of so much more and then so much less. I don't know.
Hitler, really?
Hitler make the trains ran on time.
That was Mussolini.
Whatever.
Get your dictators right.
All them Europeans look alike.
Well, apparently all my profile is just like a list of artists.
Well,
like,
do you want to do profile? Let's do profile.
I think we should do your profile.
We're helping
whatever
Richie's
the woman
profile.
Says, since we already insulted her gender.
I already friggin' elbowed her tit. I feel weird about that. she's wearing
you
a
feel weirder than I am.
Well, you wear like a Hello Kitty shirt.
Yeah.
So like it made Kitty's like hand wave at me.
You want me to make Kitty do jumping jacks?
make it look like Kitty was punched in the face and she has two black eyes now.
Well, it'd be weirder if your elbow didn't have anything to hit.
Yeah, that's true.
So, but my profile is okay right
was
now.
Was that a dig at your flat ex-girlfriend? Or
No. Okay. Let's move on.
Okay.
You click on my profile. Look at it.
Can you close the windows? That profile?
I didn't close the windows.
Can you show me it on your device?
Yeah. No, it's you just go to like
the Firefox, which you closed.
I did not.
Firefox, which maybe I closed.
Yeah,
possibly.
Possibly.
So here's one thing. Here's one thing. Actually, I want to know her opinion on this, because I had some pictures. Like, I don't take a lot of pictures of myself. I'm not sitting around like glamour shots in my freaking bathroom with the cell phone.
You've got a lot of pictures of you in Europe, though. Like,
yeah,
you're quite the little globetrotter.
Well, no, because it's just me, people taking pictures of me and throwing them on Facebook and tagging me.
But that's
awesome. Those are the only pictures I have.
That makes you look real.
But what happens is it's a lot of pictures of me with a girl.
There's nothing
wrong
with
that. Somebody was like, don't do that. Like, you're showing your neuroses before you even meet the girl.
I think at least a couple pictures with girls show you're not a rapist, man.
That's what I thought.
There's nothing utterly wrong with it, and there's nothing wrong with putting up a couple. You just gotta.
You don't
make
want
sure
a different
a picture
girl in
of
every
you
picture.
With your sister, or you with your best friend, or you know that kind of thing. Like, you need to make sure it's not just some random girl that you were.
Well, I mean, nobody knows that but me.
I know, but you have to have that story ready.
Oh, okay.
It's just a thing that women are going to ask and be like, "Who's that woman in your picture?"
All right,
and
look,
you gotta be
I
like,
need
that's
you to
my
punch
kid's
you
sister.
Punch me into your match. Come around here. Try to break another pair of headphones while you're at it. Maybe you can drop my laptop. And then we're going to go through your match profile. In the meantime, callers, if anyone wants to call in with horrible, horrible people they met via the net.
I think I want to date you. I like your profile.
Other than me. God.
Honestly, listen to that.
But we got to fix it. We got to make it better.
To John's suggestions and how much worse they are.
Okay. Well, the first thing I'm going to say is you need a better picture of you.
Oh, okay.
All right. But if you want to call in, 703-560-TALK, 703-560-8255. And Rich is currently punching up his match profile. Hit sign in.
Yeah, you're cuter IRL than this main
IRL.
IRL.
All right, man.
You know you love
me. The first picture on there?
Yeah, the main picture.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you got to switch that
that's
out.
That's like me, that's a self-portrait from the cell phone, yeah.
Yeah, we got to change that.
Okay, I'll click on profile. And now it says view the profile. Public view as others see it. Will that work?
Do I have to explain websites to you?
Okay.
Everyone's like, wow,
maybe.
This guy's unbearable.
Oh, my God. You are full of S, man.
What?
Wow. I am loving this already.
What was this saying?
Rodriguez,
what?
We got some.
What is it? What are lies?
He's looking at a different profile. Hold on. I'll punch it up here.
Put on the hard hats. We got some work to do. And hold on. We got a caller.
That one sounded cute. Like, I like that one.
Caller.
That was OK Cupid. It's a different one.
Caller, what's up?
Hey, this is Dante Nava.
Oh, what up, man?
How's it going, man?
So,
I've got a pretty bad story.
All right, turn down the radio in the background, my friend.
Oh, all right, sorry about that.
Wow, I actually got to say that. I'm so real, DJ. Go on.
That's a better picture.
No, when I was in college, my first ever experience meeting someone online, it was, I think it was off of like AIM or something like that.
Okay, like a chat program, not even a website.
Exactly.
And were like, pictures exchanged? How long did you talk to her?
I don't know, maybe a week or two or something like that.
Okay.
And that, you know, there was the whole back and forth and exchanging pictures, and I was like, all right, this girl's not like hot, but she looks all right. She looks decent. You know?
God, and this is the creme de la creme, most deceptive crap she can find, and that's your reaction.
Yeah.
Exactly.
God, damn. What
about the personality?
Yeah, what did Shrek look like when you actually saw her?
Oh, dude. After I drove for like 2 hours, my car broke down.
Oh, no.
Oh, you poor bastard.
All right. Let's let him finish.
Yeah. No, dude. She ends up having to meet me somewhere right at a rest area because my car would not make it. So she comes down. She picks me up from there and opens the door. And I'm like, dude.
Yeah,
how old is that picture?
Oh, you know? So it was an age thing.
No, it wasn't even the age thing. It was just like she was like, "Oh, the picture's from like 3 years ago," and like
I've had a lot of thyroid problems since then.
Yeah. So if you get in the car, I'll go ahead and we can go to my brother's house.
You need to get in the car. It requires a counterbalance.
Exactly.
Counterbalance.
Exactly. No, but you know, I got
the driver's side wheels are wearing out. God damn, man, you poor bastard.
No, but this is one of those stories that it's just like, you know, tainted me forever. But you know, you keep going back, you get lonely enough. You go online.
So
desperate enough.
How did that one pan out? Did you get in?
Yeah, which motel did you guys go to?
No, we went to her brother's house.
Oh.
For whatever reason, her brother was like out of town or something.
So I
actually ended up getting a blowjob out of her.
Oh, well, there you go. Happy ending.
The perfect middle of the road compromise where you're like, it's only downside if I actually go all the way here, but yeah, I got to get some gas money.
Whenever I've talked to friends, they're like, "Well, dude, it was a blowjob, you know."
Yeah,
that's not a sad story, man. Your voice should be more cheerful telling that.
Oh no, that's a sad story.
I went through a whole relationship without getting one of those.
Oh, that's a sad story too.
Yeah,
that is a sad story.
Oh, that was his current relationship.
Oh, so sorry. No, speak English.
No, give a blowjob. All right,
not everyone's all
poor bastard.
That.
Have a good one, man.
All right, man, you too.
Oh, my God.
Take that, you clock-having Jezebel!
That was for his lady.
It's good, man, getting listener feedback.
Yeah, all right. Okay.
So she likes my profile. She said she's all about it.
I liked your first profile.
Let's go through it. We got about 8 minutes.
All right.
Okay, we'll go through it notch by notch. First of all, Match.com, my delightful buddy Richard Killiam is Curb Her Enthusiasm.
Yeah, I'm proud of that name.
You know, I think it's already an in with the girls who recognize it.
Yeah, and the girls who don't are just like, what?
They're like, what? I don't comprehend, but it wasn't like Rape and Skin Her 64.
Right.
So you know what?
That's a really good name. I wonder if that's taken.
Ed Gein rules. No, that's okay. So at the very top, we're good. So then let's look to the left. We have the picture. He's got a nice smile in the picture.
That's not a bad picture of him. I like it better than the what was it? OkCupid picture.
Yeah,
that one was funky.
It's doable. It's doable. Again, you look groomed-ish, and you got some stubble. You look like a man. He's got some peaches.
Yeah, about 18 years old or more.
Oh, son of a bitch! Let's hang up that line. So the description, we're starting with the most cheerful guy you'll ever meet that will introduce you to the most depressing art.
Oh, yeah. I came up with that yesterday. I don't know.
I don't like that so much.
You don't like that?
We gotta.
I don't like that so much. That reeks of like two messages go back and forth, and then it's like, so have you ever heard of torture porn? I don't like depressing being used at the get-go. Rodriguez?
Yeah, I think I think the concept is actually okay, but we got to reword it.
Yeah, I had like, hey, just back to the area, looking to meet new friends or whatever. And then I was like, everyone has that. I need something, you know.
You need a catch.
Yeah, I need an edge.
The most cheerful guy. You're not the most cheerful guy, though.
I know. Well, somebody called me cheerful like yesterday. I was like, okay, I'll put that in my profile.
Really? Did they think you were gay?
So this is who you were yesterday.
Huh?
This is who you were yesterday.
Yeah, pretty much.
The most cheerful guy that August 6, 2010 has ever seen.
Yeah, before I had something like, you know, looking to meet new friends or something. And it was like, I'll take
Rodriguez, real quick. Something we can toss at the top for my man.
Because everyone has these cute headlines like seeking awesome woman to accompany me through life, like a headline, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I've noticed from your profile you like literature, you like art. Uh-huh. You know, all the fancy schmancy stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, right. I was told it was too snobby, my profile.
Yeah,
you don't want to do that. You could put something about all the snobby stuff and then add something really base to that too. Because then
like I'm on
like
Papa's
me,
basement.
Yeah.
If I knew what that was at the time I was reading this. For me, I like all the literature and stuff, but I would say, God, I really don't want to go out with a snob.
See, someone else told me this too.
Yeah. So you got to add something about like
your
fart
jokes.
You
build it up and then take the piss out of it.
Okay. Yeah. Build it up and take. Okay.
Fine art, fine literature.
Well, that's what I was trying to do with the one I have.
Fine wines and fart jokes.
Exact. No, I like a good wine, a book by so and so,
and Papa's basement.
Yeah, or mention Billy Madison. Billy Madison is a good touchstone.
Like I really hate Adam Sandler though.
So
yeah,
what?
See? Okay, so you got to.
I don't like Adam Sandler.
I like
Billy Madison.
Guy.
Three Stooges.
No.
Marx Brothers, yes. Three Stooges, no.
No, Marx Brothers is too cerebral, too.
You were telling me. Yeah, I don't even know. Marx Brothers is too cerebral for me.
Yeah.
I'm just like being pretentious on that profile because I like the pretentious chicks.
Or something really,
really,
really
funny.
Yeah,
and then they get sick of me because I'm actually really not that.
Just something,
yeah,
you know,
see,
be
that's
really
the problem.
If you wanted to go for straight laughs, be like, I don't believe in bragging. I let my 14-inch D and, you know,
no,
$2 million
no,
for
no,
themselves.
No, no,
didn't
no.
we discuss? Didn't we discuss that jokes aren't worth it? Like on these things, it's not fruitful to be funny because sarcasm won't translate and stuff.
Yes,
yeah, sarcasm doesn't work. Funny does.
Yeah, you can put a little joke, but don't be too jokey. Otherwise, I would look at it and say, well, he's just a comedian, and I'm never going to be able to have a serious discussion. And I might go out with him a couple times. But...
Okay, that's sitting too close to home. Continue.
Oh, yeah, you got to put something a little serious in there.
By the way, every single girl has to mention that she's sarcastic in her profile. Oh, I'm a sarcastic girl. I love sarcasm.
Oh, that's code for B.
Code for what?
Bitch. Witchy. Yeah.
Really? I think you can say bitch on the air.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Always
okay.
Said worse.
I'm trying not to say
is it really
that's
sarcastic?
Really hard.
Here's one we can't really
monkey
say.
Monkey fighter is like.
Here
we go. Meg twat.
There you go.
That's code for.
C word McTwat.
Yeah. It means that she's really bitchy.
Why?
But she calls it sarcastic.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, oh, your job doesn't pay enough and you've got a small penis.
I was just kidding.
Yeah. 8 seconds later. Kidding. What's for dinner?
Yeah. Kind of like how guys saying hang out is actually get laid.
Yeah.
I just want to hang out.
Speaking of, you guys want to hang out after the show?
We were talking about
are you
going to
back
before,
down?
That's not the kind of...
oh,
man.
Well done.
Oh.
Don't get me set up for this crap.
Well done.
She's very sarcastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am a bitch.
Yeah. Oh. All right. Let's get to the profile real fast. We've got 3 minutes, then we got to punch out of here.
So come up with a better headline. So what's next?
I grew up in the area but lived in France during my 20s, moving back here several months ago for work.
Yeah.
We'll let that slide.
Yeah, shut up.
You mean because you found no work in France? Continue.
Same thing.
I am simply looking to branch out and meet some new people on here. No pressure, exclamation point.
That's got
to
go.
No pressure, exclamation point.
Huh?
I will rape you.
Okay. That's got to go then.
Yeah, that's going to go. And if you actually did move here because you didn't find work in France, you can't put that because one of my first questions on our first date is going to be like, so what job are you doing that you moved back to the States?
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have to say it was because I didn't have a job in France.
No, I mean, it really is because I had a job offer and then I came here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Internship offer.
Internship, same thing.
Well,
Okay. I enjoy.
Yeah, we'll let that one slide.
Speaking...
It's really not a stretch.
Oh God. Okay, this is getting bad fast.
What?
To
what's
the
that,
average.
What happens?
You're pigeonholing yourself for one archetype of girl real fast. I enjoy speaking other languages and learning about other cultures more than most.
Cut the more than most.
Okay. Well, let's do it right now. I'm going to edit right now.
Yeah, because that just makes me sound like...
A prick.
Yeah, pretty much. Like a snobby prick.
I'm better than you. Pretty open and laid back to any possibilities, comma. There isn't a whole lot that I'd qualify as a deal break.
Oh, I thought I took that out.
Deal breaker in potential matches.
Oh, I got to take that out.
You got a pulse, I got a D. That needs to be fixed too.
Okay, wait. Okay, so no pressure, got to take out.
Yeah, take out no pressure. Take out more than most. And take out the deal breaker stuff because...
That's a deal breaker.
You can rewrite that to be something more like, I'm open to a lot of different possibilities rather than specifically mentioning a couple things too.
Okay.
All right.
So take out that whole paragraph.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah. Shall we move forward?
What's next?
All right. I'm obsessive about music, movies, and at times literature, and I like to devour an entire artist. Is it, how's it pronounced, Rich? Ouvre?
Oeuvre.
Oeuvre. Examples include Michael... God damn it. If I can't pronounce it, it's... Take it out. George Orwell, Norman Mailer, perhaps Bret Easton Ellis soon... New Order, The Jesus and Mary Chain, My Bloody Valentine.
And you're saying stay away from listing and just say like, oh, I like stuff that makes me feel a certain way.
I'm saying he needs to stay away from hard lists. Maybe throw one out there if you want. I'm not a big fan of hard lists because then it's just a checklist of like, oh, I like these guys too. I saw them in concert. You're already pigeonholed. You want to talk about how you like music that makes you feel a certain way?
Yeah, I mean, I like an occasional mention of a name. But I'm also a person who would say, oh, you like New Order. I hate New Order, but that wouldn't necessarily stop me.
God, I like busting you on grammatical errors.
Well, where's one?
Don't feel that any of the above tastes is a prerequisite.
Uh-huh.
Tastes are. It's plural.
Yeah, whatever.
All right. I've learned not to care about that stuff, but it is always fun to convert people when possible.
Yeah, no, that's gotta go.
That's not good.
No.
No, you still sound like...
So it's basically none of this.
You can just say something about liking lively.
I think I gotta start from scratch.
You still sound like the 19-year-old who's like way into Smashing Pumpkins. Like, have you heard the B-side to Zero?
Yeah. So, well, I was trying to say that I'm not, but I guess that's okay. Yeah.
And then take out the part about the reference to your username, because if they don't get it, they don't get it.
All right.
Oh, okay.
And if I really wanted to know, I would just ask you.
You hear that music?
So basically my entire profile is crap.
Pretty much. Well, we can overhaul it. God, we should have just done more of that. I can't.
See, you were doing the slow build-up. I was saying, like, we don't have enough time to get to everything.
We just need a second hour of this.
So much show to get to.
show to get to after the break, Robin. All right. Rich, I want to thank you.
You're welcome.
There we go. Rodriguez?
Yeah.
Excellent work.
Thanks.
We have so much to talk about after the show ends. You've been listening to Papa's Basement. If you want to find archives of the show, listen to this. We'll have this one up by Sunday afternoon. Find us at inpapasbasement.com. Tweet us at Papa's Basement on Facebook. Find us at Papa's Basement. And we are out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time. But I'm on my way, had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way, it's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way, on my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.